Hey there, you're listening to the podcast, The Shutdown with Derek G, to uplift, inspire, and guide, a podcast show where we'll discuss an array of topics from current events to life itself from a positive perspective. My name is Derek G. I'm a longtime nursing assistant. I've worked at many healthcare facilities providing care to patients young and old, helping them on their path to recovery. My goal is to uplift, inspire, and guide others by providing life advice as well as leaving a positive impact. On this episode, we'll be talking about the power of words. Your words have meaning. They have power. They can hurt someone, harm someone. Most importantly, they can encourage someone, help someone reach their highest potential. So be careful of your choice of words and how you use them. Because you don't want to hurt anyone, but you should want to uplift someone and give them the encouragement they need to chase after their dreams or even achieve a goal that they have set. Your words are powerful. And I welcome you to listen to The Power of Words.
The power of words is your freedom of speech, can guide someone in the right direction, even be used to inspire and uplift someone, can give hope, make you realize you have faith, that can be used to turn your dreams into reality, describe love, loss, and hurt. The power of words can be used to speak things into your life, will tell your life story, make you a voice for the voiceless, help you honor those who have passed away, but most importantly be used to free your heart, soul, and mind. The power of words are what we use on a daily, can break a cycle you see occurring in your life, can be used to conquer depression and self-harm, can make someone humbled and feel blessed. As Proverbs 18th chapter, the 4th verse, a person's words can be life-giving water. Words of true wisdom are as refreshing as a bubbling brook. So don't feel down and discouraged. Your time is coming, and remember to live life, love yourself, and stay ready to learn. I say these things to you because we all have been through something in life, and we all have eventually made it out. With the help of others, even with the help of ourselves. Life is too short to be negative and be hateful and bitter. How can you move on in life if you have so much animosity within inside of you? Yeah, some things in life might not go our way, but eventually things will get back on track. Whatever you're going through, you're going to make it. You just have to keep your faith, keep going, keep pushing yourself to get to that place you want to be in life. No one can do it but you. You have to change some ways. Sometimes you have to leave people that you never thought you would leave to better yourself, to get where you know you need to be. As you go through life, some people will support you and some won't support you. You have to realize, you know, everyone comes to your life for a season, a reason, and a lifetime. You can't make people be bothered with you if they don't want to be bothered with you. And also, you, as things change your life, you're going to grow and mature, you know, and show others, you know, hey, this is who I am. This is who I can be. Even if those have told you, oh, you can't be this or you can't do that, you can do it. You can. Don't let nobody tell you no or tell you you can't. You can get through it. I know you can. I've got through it. Anyone can get through it. Just to keep pushing and pressing yourself to work to your highest potential. You know, everyone struggles. We're all going to struggle. But that struggle doesn't last for a long time. So just keep going. Be the fighter that I see in you. And you will make it.
Thank you, sincerely, for listening to The Shutdown with Derek G. To uplift, inspire, and guide. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast and tell a friend about it. Until next time, love, peace, and blessings. Take care.